Ephesians chapter 5. Let's stand together, if you would, please. Together, let's read. I'll begin reading, if you would, and you'd follow along there in verse 8 and following, Ephesians 5. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. You know how to know what is right with God and what's not right with God? Go to the Word of God, the book that the Holy Spirit has given you, amen, and you'll be able to find out what is right and acceptable unto the Lord. And right here we find out one thing in verse 11 that is no at all, not at all right and acceptable with the Lord. It says in verse 11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Amen. It is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Let me stop right here and just throw something in here by the grace of God and through His Holy Spirit leadership. That game tonight is unfruitful works of darkness.
Amen. 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 Right.
Every bit of it.
Yep.
Buy the tape. Mail it to all your friends. That's where I stand.
Amen.
Every bit of that is unfruitful works of darkness. People are going to lay out of church.
Yep.
Because of that stupid game tonight.
Right.
The Bible says to have no fellowship with the unfruitful, but rather reprove them. It goes on to say here in verse 14, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Here is the will of the Lord for every Christian's life. In verse 18.
Amen.
Be not drunk with wine,
amen,
wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Notice the semicolon there. That's not a period. The thought is continuing here in verse 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. There you go. All of you people that talk to yourselves, there's Bible justification for it. You can speak to yourself.
Amen.
But that's not what it means. I just thought I'd throw that in there for you to feel better. But it says, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Let me leave off reading there and preach to you based on verse 18 there and all of this that I read to you. The Spirit-filled life. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I pray. Lord, I do so pray, God, today for total, complete filling of Your Spirit in every heart, every mind, every thought, everything, God, that is said today. Would it please come from Your Spirit? Everything that we think, everything that we hear, would it please come from Your Spirit today? I love You, Lord. I thank You for Your Holy Spirit. I thank You, God, for how real and alive and how powerful You are, Father, in the form of Your Holy Spirit in our hearts through Your Word. I pray that You would help us today in Christ's name. Amen, amen. You can be seated this morning. I want to speak to you again about the Spirit-filled life. Much is said about the Holy Spirit. Much is taught in these days and age about the Holy Spirit. And you'll see churches with their signs on them that say Spirit-filled. And you'll have people ask you, I've had people ask me on soul winning, is your church Spirit-filled? And all they're asking you is simply this, do you speak in tongues and do you act crazy? All in the name of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to understand something. That's not what the Bible is talking about when it's talking about being filled with the Spirit. The Bible gives us here in the Scripture, the will of God is that all of us as Christians be filled with the Spirit. Again, I want you to look back with me where I began reading in verse 8. You were sometimes darkness, now you're light. In other words, being filled with the Spirit is walking in light. It's walking in holiness. It's walking openly and honestly above board, above reproach. It's being a good testimony. It's being a blameless, if you will, in this world. It's not fellowshipping with unfruitful works of darkness. It's not walking in the darkness that you were before. It's coming out, like I said, and walking in the light.
Amen. Amen.
And look in verse 9, it says, "For because the fruit of the Spirit is in you now." The fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. There is no darkness. God is light, and there is no darkness in Him at all. And if we walk in the light, then we have fellowship with one another and with God and our Savior Jesus Christ. However, if we have fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, we lose that fellowship with God. We can't have fellowship with both, church. You understand what I'm saying to you today? You can't have things in common with God and still have fellowship with darkness. You can't mix darkness and light. You can't mix Holy Spirit, righteousness and goodness and truth with the darkness and the unfruitful works of this world. You can't mix the both, the two of them. You must understand that that's not acceptable with God. It can't happen. It's God desires and God's will for our lives as Christians is that we be filled with the Holy Spirit. I mean, notice what it says in verse 18. Be not drunk with wine. Now, unfortunately, most of God's people know what it means to be drunk, at least by looking and seeing someone else. To be drunk with wine is to be under the control of that foreign substance. To be under the influence to the point where that wine, that intoxicating beverage controls you. It controls the way you talk. It controls the way you think. It controls the way you walk. It controls the where you go. It controls where you don't go. You are under control of something else in your body. And it's a perfect example, it's a perfect illustration to help us understand that God wants us to be under control of a foreign substance that's not part of our bodies per se, but it's not the wine of this world, but it's the power of His Holy Spirit. God desires that we be filled under the control and the influence of His holy and righteous and true and good Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Filled with the Spirit. When you're filled with the Spirit, you're walking in light. When you're filled with the Spirit, you're walking circumspectly, not as fools. When you're filled with the Spirit, you're redeeming the time. When you're filled with the Spirit, you are reproving unfruitful works of darkness.
Amen.
You're not trying to join them. You're not trying to make them feel good. You're not trying to promote their filthiness. As a matter of fact, you're reproving them. You can reprove them in more than one way. You can say, no, I'm not. Or you can just flat out refuse to go there and be a part of that. You can reprove them with your lifestyle, your lips. You can reprove them however you want. But the Bible says to be careful not to participate with them.
Amen.
We must understand being filled with the Holy Spirit is God's will for all of us as Christians. All of us. No exceptions. Being completely under His control. We lack that. We lack that terribly. Because, listen to me, abounding on every hand are the unfruitful works of darkness. It seems as if on certain days and during different times of our lives, it appears sometimes to you and to me that we are overwhelmed, we are overpowered, we are outmanned, we are outnumbered. And can I say something to you? Quite frankly, physically we are. Physically, humanly we are. But I just want you to understand today that that's not the way that we need to live. We don't have to live in that darkness. We don't have to live in that overcoming of being overcome by the world. We can walk circumspectly. We can redeem the time. Yes, the days are evil. But you and me, my friend, we can have righteous victory in all of those things and overcome that evil with the good that is the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
I believe, really, I don't believe it, I believe it because it's true. Sometimes I hate saying I believe because it sounds like it's my opinion, but the fact is, this is the key to everything else that you'll hear me preach. Once you're saved, this is the key to everything else you'll hear me preach. Is being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because the Bible tells us in the book of Galatians that if we will walk in the Spirit, by the way, when we're walking in the Spirit, that's what it means. We're allowing the Spirit to control our walk, our behavior, our actions, all of us. When we're walking in the Spirit, the Bible plainly says, you shall not, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
You won't. It doesn't say you'll be able to fight it. It says you will not. Walk, therefore, in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You won't. You can't, because the Spirit of God will never give in to the flesh.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful thing that, you know, you have in you, we have in us a victor. A winner, a warrior who has never lost a fight.
Yep. That's right.
He's never lost a battle. He's never lost an argument. He's never lost. And we have Him in us. Amen.
Amen.
We are more than conquerors through Him.
Yep. That's good.
You ever wonder what that means? More than conquerors? How can I be more than a conqueror? Conqueror wins, so how can I be more than that? I'm glad you asked. Because listen to me, Jesus had to die, suffer, bleed, agonize, and die. But now, because of His death, His suffering, we can live.
Amen.
We're more than conquerors because we get it free. He had to pay for it.
Yep. That's good. Amen.
That's what it means.
Good.
That's what it means.
That's good.
We're more, He's a conqueror, yes, but He had to pay the price to win. He had to go through the fight and go through the fire and go through the death and the hell and the blood and the sacrifice. And the, but we just get it free. Hand it to us. We're more than conquerors. Oh, we're not more than Christ. You understand what I'm saying? But we're not just conquerors. We're more than that. We didn't even have to fight the battle, amen. He fought it for us, amen. Jesus paid it all.
Amen.
Not just most of it.
Yep.
All of it.
Amen.
So, every time I stumble, every time I mess up, it's because of my flesh. It's because I'm giving in to the lust of the flesh. Every time I complain, every time I'm discouraged, every time I sin, which by the way, that's all those are. Every time I don't obey the Word of God, every time I cave into a fear, every time I allow myself to do what I know is wrong, I'm living and walking in the flesh. Therefore, it's easy for me to understand that the key to a successful Christian life is walking in the Spirit. For being filled with the Spirit. Letting Him control me. Therefore, I won't do the... Will I be perfect? You'll be a lot closer. You'll be a lot closer. And you'll overcome the things that right now are overcoming you. You'll overcome. And what I want to try to show you today is, by the grace of God, just for a few minutes, is, Christians, how can we be filled with the Spirit? How can we be filled with the Spirit? Again, let me start off by saying you've got to be saved.
Amen.
You've got to be saved.
Amen.
You've got to be truly born again. Because without that, you are nothing but flesh.
Yep.
You're born of the flesh, and that's all you are. And the flesh profiteth nothing. It's the Spirit that giveth life. It's the Spirit that giveth victory. The flesh, the Bible says that in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. Nothing. That's my own nature. That's the old man the Bible tells us to put off. That's the darkness the Bible tells us to get out of. That old man. But without you being born again, you cannot ever know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about Jesus, amen. I'm talking about a salvation. You must be saved.
Amen.
Verse 8 must apply to you. You were sometimes darkness, but now are you light. See, the only way you can be light is in the Lord.
Amen.
God is so good.
Amen.
Jesus is so rich. Knowing Him is such a blessing.
Amen.
I'm weary, folks. Just like you are this morning with the unfruitful works of darkness. I'm weary with God's children being overcome by those works.
Yep.
I want you to look in verse 12 with me as if I need to reiterate this. It's a shame to even talk about those things.
Amen.
Now, when you hear me preach, I don't talk about the things I used to do.
Amen.
I don't go into detail. Because it was wicked.
Amen.
It was sinful. And you shouldn't either.
Amen.
Don't go down telling people how wicked you really were in details. Don't do that. The Bible says it's a shame to even speak of those things that are done of those wicked people in secret. Don't tell everybody what you, literally details about what you did. It's enough to say, look, I was lost, I was unsaved, I was miserable, I was going to hell. You don't have to go into details about everything that you've ever done. I don't want these children to hear about that.
Amen.
You know, I don't even like going to youth conferences so many times because they stand up there and they glorify sin so much and my children want to go find out, well, what is this sin all about? Listen, we can't do that.
Amen.
It's a shame to even talk about those things, especially in the church, in the house of God.
Yep. Amen.
I'm weary with Christians. That's all I'm saying this morning. My heart is, I'm not overcome with it, but I am burdened about it. How many people give in to the flesh day in and day out. And I want to show you if I can. I try to help you somehow this morning. You got to be saved, first of all, to be ever filled with the Spirit, because you don't have the Spirit if you're not.
Yep.
And I want you to understand these are very practical things. These are not impossible for anybody to do. If God tells you to do it, then you can.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said?
That's right.
If God tells you to do something, He's going to enable you to do it. If God tells you that you need to be filled with the Spirit, then He's going to tell you how.
Amen.
He knows us. I know Samuel. And if I'm going to tell him to clean up his room, I'm going to have to give him specific directions. Okay, get that junk out from under the bed, throw the trash in the trash can, hang the clothes on the hangers all the way,
yep.
Vacuum the floor.
Yep.
Specific instructions. Why? Because I know him.
Amen.
Don't look at him like it doesn't apply to you too, huh?
Yeah.
We all know each other,
yep.
But God knows us too.
Amen. Crazy.
He knows we're dust,
yep.
Literally dirt bags. But he's not going to tell us to do something like be filled with the Spirit. What are you talking about? Is it like I got to get a pitcher out of the kitchen, fill it up with the Spirit of God, pour it down my mouth? No, there's a real spiritual way to do this, but it's just about as easy.
Amen.
But you got to do it. You got to do it.
Amen.
Be filled with the Spirit, and then it goes on. How? Number one, in your speaking, verse 19.
Amen.
in your speaking. Notice what it says, speaking to yourselves. Now that doesn't mean, like I said a minute ago, that just means speaking one to another, speaking to each other, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Now stop right there. Psalms, that's Bible.
Amen.
Hymns, that's what we sing. Spiritual songs are a combination of both. You understand, this is why, I'm not talking about singing yet. I'm talking about speaking to each other.
Amen.
In psalms and in hymns and in spiritual songs. Do you know any scripture? Do you have any scripture committed to memory? Are you able, listen, when two people get together, two Christians get together, they ought to be fellowshipping over scripture.
Amen. That's right.
Anytime I slip in something like filth, like's going on tonight, the Spirit of God is...
Amen.
You know there's churches going to have Super Bowl parties tonight? Baptist churches? They're going to show the game after church in their building. Yeah, they're going to quit church early. It's not my place. I'm not that. They're an independent Baptist church, but that makes me crazy.
That's right.
Crazy.
Amen.
And we wonder why our country is in the condition it's in.
Amen.
We wonder why our children are so far from God. We wonder why they don't want anything to do with truth when as soon as they get out of the house, bam, I'm gone. Why? Because these Christians are just like everybody else.
Yep.
I wasn't going to talk about this. I prayed all night last night, Lord. I don't want to focus on that unfruitful junk, but I'm telling you what. That ain't what we're talking about.
Amen.
That ain't what we should be speaking about.
Amen.
But here's what I'm trying to say. You've got to have it in you, church, in order to be able to talk about it. You know why you talk about the things you talk about? Because that's what you're putting in you.
Amen. That's right.
I try to give you a memory verse every Wednesday. And we don't have time for everybody to say it. The church is growing, and that's a good thing, but you ought to memorize Scripture. Yes. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. How much Scripture do you know?
Yes.
So you can carry your Bible around, carry it around then, amen? Read it every chance you get. That's what I used to do. Then when I was at work, I read it on my breaks. I read it if I had a chance to just, while I was working, I don't know, not exactly while I was working, but not while I was driving a FedEx truck. I couldn't do that. No, they wouldn't like that too much. But you gotta have it in you, Brother Robert. You gotta have it in you, Miss Ophelia. You gotta have it in you. It needs to be in there, or it's never gonna come out. It's never gonna be a natural flow. It's never gonna be a natural speaking. Let's talk about Jesus.
Amen.
The truth, the life, the way, amen. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the everlasting Jesus. I will speak of God. I will say of God, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. You gotta have it in there.
Amen. That's right.
That's why it's not coming out. It takes time, I know. It takes effort, I know. I'm trying so hard. I'm trying to memorize Psalm 91. I've got the first three verses. I'm trying. I'm working on it. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. I can't remember verse 4 yet. It talks about feathers and covering you with His wings. But I know it down in verse 7, I think it is. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 shall fall at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. The Bible says in that same chapter, He shall give His angels charge over thee, and they shall keep thee in all thy ways. And then it says something, I can't remember all of it. I'm still working on it, amen. It says that no evil shall befall thee. And they said, no plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. Amen. But you gotta have it in there.
Amen. That's right.
Oh, you won't speak it.
Amen.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us, and we are not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Let not your heart be troubled.
Amen.
You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will also come again, so that where I am, there ye may be also. And listen, let it fill your heart. You've got to learn to speak.
That's right. Amen.
Scripture.
Amen. Amen.
Like Brother Jeffrey was saying in Sunday school, many times you don't have to try to worry about separating yourselves from your friends. Just start quoting scripture. They're going to look at you cross-eyed and they're going to go somewhere else.
Yep.
And that's good.
Amen.
Give them a gospel track. Speak into yourselves. Speak among yourselves. By the way, do you understand that when he says speak to yourselves, he's talking about you being with the church. You're not even supposed to be speaking with the unfruitful works of darkness. You're not supposed to be having fellowship with them. See, folks, I'm talking about being filled with the Spirit. This is the key.
Amen.
This is what's going to make you, help you make it. But this is the only way you're going to make it. Speaking to yourselves. Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Speaking. And then it says singing.
Amen.
Singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. I got the phrases backwards. Singing and making melody to the Lord in your heart. Psalm 40 says that he brought me up out of that horrible pit,
yep,
out of that miry clay, and has set my feet on a rock and established my goings and put a new song in my,
yep,
mouth.
That's right.
Yep. Not just in my heart, but in my mouth. I'm talking about being filled with the Spirit. I'm talking about very practical things that the Bible is telling us if we'll do, we'll learn to be filled with the Spirit, saved, speaking to ourselves. In other words, we're separated. We're speaking to the words of God with each other. We're not talking about the filth of this world while we're together with each other. We're talking about Scripture. We're edifying one another, amen, in faith and love, and exhorting one another to serve and keep going, amen. We're praying together. We're singing songs in our hearts, with our mouths to the Lord. I look around and I know some of you can't carry a tune in a bucket, but I'm talking about singing to the Lord.
Man.
I'm talking about singing in your heart. That's where it starts. I'm talking about, you don't have to have them all memorized, but if you be faithful to church and you keep singing them, listen, over the years you're going to learn a lot of them. And if you don't know all the words and by remembering, you know, you can mix up the phrases back and forth and upside down, but you know what you're singing, you know what you're doing, and you're singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Amen. That's right.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. What does that remind me of?
Amen.
Reminds me of the price that He paid for me.
Amen.
Amazing grace. How sweet. That's the two songs that everybody knows. Even from you sing Amazing Grace and Old Rugged Cross down there still. Yeah, we do. But yeah, they still don't come.
Come on.
I don't like all this new stuff. I like those old hymns of the faith. That's exactly right. But yet they're still sitting in that unfruitful, dark church. I don't know. I can't explain it, church. All I can tell you is because they're not walking in the Spirit. They're not filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
Speaking. Singing in your hearts unto the Lord. Singing, making melody. Singing. It serve the Lord. Singing unto the Lord. Making a joyful noise. Letting God know, I have a song I love to sing since I have been redeemed.
Amen.
Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. It just goes on and on and on. You can't remember all the verses, then you start mixing them all together. It doesn't matter. It's just a matter of your heart.
Amen.
Every time this boy goes in the shower, he always has to use my shower in my room for some reason because the girls have overtaken that other shower. I mean, there's stuff everywhere. And you gotta kind of, you know, it's hair this and hair that and hair this and hair that. On the wall, on the tub. And so Samuel just refuses to go in there and take a shower. And that's fine. We men got to bond together. So he goes in my room and I have a computer there right around the corner and he turns on, you know, I have gospel music on the computer and he turns on that stuff and he turns that up and he gets in the shower and he just sings. I mean, he just shouts in the shower and throughout the whole shower. I said, son, hurry up and quit wasting all the water. Amen. You ain't that big. Get out of the shower. But I enjoy the fact that he does that. He just sings. You know what? He doesn't even know songs from the world.
Amen.
He's been in church his whole life.
Amen.
If he turned on the radio, he would not recognize a song from any other world. He would not know a clue. Have a clue.
Amen.
I like to forget all of the ones that I know.
That's right. Amen.
But see, what I'm saying is, again, we're talking about being saved, being separated from those unfruitful works of darkness. Then when we are amongst ourselves speaking of things that are holy, good, and righteous.
Amen.
And then singing. Singing. Sing in the shower if you're afraid to sing it, but sing. That old gospel singing we're going to have on the 27th, I hope that you'll come. Don't chicken out and go home and stay home. Come to church tonight. Let's practice. Let's get it done. And we'll have a great time. You'll see.
Amen.
Singing's important. Do you know the Bible says that God sings?
Amen.
Jesus, after he had the Last Supper with his disciples, the Bible says that they went out and sung Him. They, meaning Jesus, sings.
Amen. That's right.
Hymns. H-Y-M-N-S. Hymns. Gospel, godly, holy,
Amen.
Spiritual songs.
Amen.
See, this is not something that anybody can't do. Getting saved, whosoever will.
Amen.
Separating yourself from the unfruitful works of darkness, whosoever will.
Amen.
Speaking to yourselves once you are separated. Songs and hymns and spiritual songs. Anybody can do that.
Well,
you've got to get it in there though. And listen, if you're thinking of something you want to say and it's not of God, then shut your mouth.
Amen.
Because you're just going to kill the spirit.
That's right.
And then just pray, okay, Lord, thank you for guarding my mouth.
Yep.
Set a watch before my lips. That's scripture. Thank you for guarding me, Lord. And now, Lord, help me to get more scripture in here. Well, I can't memorize it, preacher. Okay, that's fine. Don't memorize it word for word, but open it and just pump your head and your heart full of it.
That's right. Amen.
I heard somebody say one time, well, you know, I've been to church for 30 years of my life and I can't remember one sermon that the preacher's ever preached. I can't remember one sermon. And somebody else come back and said, you know what? I'm 30 years old and I've eaten, how many meals have I eaten? I can't even remember any meal that I've eaten, but I know one thing, that food that I was eating, it kept me alive.
Amen. That's right.
And you can look at me and see I'm filled with something. When people get around you, do they know that you're filled with the Spirit? Because of how you talk? Do you have a song in your heart? Just learn one song. If you can't, most of you have been in church long enough to have sung these songs at least once.
Amen.
I promise you, the flesh is not singing songs of hymns and spiritual songs. They're not singing songs to the Lord in their heart. The flesh is not doing it.
Amen.
But the Spirit. God says if you want to be filled with the Spirit, separate yourself. Be saved. Separate yourself. Speak the Word of God. Sing songs in your heart. Listen, I'm hurrying. The next verse says, giving thanks. Always for all things. Now, verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things. What does that, what does it have to do with being filled? Here's what it has to do with. You still thank God anyway. No matter what happens. Boy, oh boy. I know I just lost half of us. I just lost myself. I know Scripture. I memorize Scripture. I've been memorizing Scripture for years. I know Scripture I don't even know I know. The Spirit of God brings it to my memory and boom, there it is. And thank God for it. But listen, boy, but I still struggle being thankful. And we all do. But see, that's because it goes against our flesh. That's what we're talking about.
Right.
We're talking about going against our flesh.
Amen.
Preacher, you don't know my mom and dad. They're just not... I know. Thank God anyway.
Amen.
Preacher, you don't know my husband, my wife, my children. I thank God anyway.
Amen.
I don't know how that works. I just know that God fills you with a different spirit when you thank God anyway.
Right. Amen.
I was thinking last night, how the ministry is full of broken hearts. And it's not because God's ever broken my heart. It's because people break my heart all the time. People break my heart. People that I love and I invest in and I pray for. And they just break my heart all the time. But I realized last night, God's never broken my heart.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
God's never broken my heart.
Amen.
So I just need to thank Him. If I can't think of anything to thank Him for, but that's an excuse. The Bible says thank Him for all things.
Amen.
Now there's another scripture that says be thankful in all things. And you've heard preachers say that. They get up there and they get all dynamic and, or I mean, they get all bombastic and say, you know what? You don't have to be thankful for it. You just need to be thankful in it. Wrong!
Yeah. Amen.
For, that's what it says.
Amen.
I'm thankful for that broken heart.
Amen.
I'm thankful for that wayward child. How can I be thankful for that? I'm thankful for that sin that has overcome that person. What? As soon as you start complaining, the Holy Spirit starts waning. God is very practical here. He says this is how you can be filled with the Spirit. Just still thank Him anyway. Just keep on thanking Him. Because we know all things work together for good.
Amen.
To them that love God. This person trying to be filled with the Holy Spirit here in Ephesians chapter 5 is a person who loves God enough to make these changes in his life. And then when something happens like this and his heart breaks, he thanks God anyway. I'm not telling you this is easy. This is probably what I struggle with the most. That's why you see on the wall over there, in everything, give thanks. In my house, I've got big letters on the wall, giving thanks for all things unto God. Why? Rejoice in the Lord always. Why? Because I know that I need to remember that. We can all sit here, be honest with each other, and say that there were a lot of things that we were not happy with this week. Just this past week. Things happened that shouldn't, that we didn't want them to happen that way. But we can't allow the flesh, the sinful, unfruitful, wicked, dark flesh, to get us to start complaining, because inevitably we always blame God. Well, God, you could have. Well, God, why didn't you? Well, God, how come this? And we just need to thank God.
Amen.
Because He's working in our hearts.
Amen.
He's working in our lives.
Amen.
He's working on us.
Amen.
But see, what you do is when you start complaining, you kind of clog up that what God's trying to do. You kind of cut it off. Nobody here is immune to heartbreak. But God's never broken your heart.
Amen.
He's never broken
Amen.
My heart.
That's right.
Matter of fact, He's doing things in my life right now, preparing me. I don't have time, but we need to just keep on thanking God.
Amen.
I don't know why Joel's not saved yet. I don't know. Lastly, it says submitting yourselves one to another.
Amen.
Now, most people think that's talking about the marriage, but that doesn't start till the next verse. This is still talking about the Holy Spirit. This is talking about serving, folks. Serving.
Amen.
Notice the period does not come until the end of verse 21. From verse 18 to verse 21, it's all one sentence.
Good.
The thought is the same.
Amen.
It's talking about being filled with the Spirit. It's still talking to the church. Submitting yourselves one to another. Then the period starts. Then it starts the second thought on wives and husbands. What's he talking about? He's talking about serving each other. Giving in to the other person's wishes. Putting them first. Preferring one another over yourself. How did Jesus make it? How did He make it? He was always filled with the Spirit. I told you, He sings. We know He sings. We know that He was separated. We know that He was saved. He's a Savior. We know He was separated. Well, He ate with sinners. I know that's what everybody says. He wasn't fellowshipping with them. He was talking about what He wanted to talk about. He was leading the conversation. He was witnessing and telling them about how to be saved and how to get right. He wasn't joking about their filth.
Amen. That's right.
He wasn't having fellowship with them. You know that he spoke about Scripture. I mean, every word that came out of His mouth was Scripture.
Amen.
You know that He sung. You know that He was thankful. But in the end, folks, He submitted Himself to the will of His Father, and He served other people while they spat in His face. I'm telling you what, no wonder so many people are far from being filled with the Spirit, huh? We all have our limit, don't we? Here's my limit. Okay, Lord, as long as this doesn't happen, but if they cross that line, Or, Lord, if this situation gets any worse, I'm done. Forget it. It's flesh. The Spirit of God never says no, Lord. The Spirit of God is the Lord.
Amen.
And He says, here am I, Lord. Work. Use me. Send me. I'll go. I'll speak. I'll serve. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll submit myself to other people in the fear of God. Being saved. Separated from the unfruitful works of darkness. I wish sometimes I could go like a monk and live in a monastery, because I get so tired of the filth in this world. But that's not what God wants us to do. He wants us to be light and walk as children of light and be witnesses. But sin won't allow us to do that. If we're filled with sin and flesh and pride, we have to be filled with the Spirit.
Amen. That's right.
You have to be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
And it's right there. It's not anything that you can't do. It's just things that you won't do or just not doing. Or maybe, okay, maybe you didn't know. Now you do.
Amen.
But it's not just a light switch. No, you got to focus and work and make it discipline yourself to be filled with the Spirit. A drunk is not drunk just because he walks into a liquor store. He has to buy that junk and put it in him.
That's right.
You're not filled with the Spirit just because you're sitting in church.
Right.
You got to do some things and make some changes.
Yeah, man.
You got to be saved. You got to be separated. Speaking the Word of God. Things of, not everything that comes out of your mouth, but it ought to be somehow centered around this.
Amen.
There's no fellowship outside. You know why you can't have fellowship with people that don't know Christ or that won't live a Christian life? Because I don't have anything in common with them. They want to talk about everything that I don't even... They don't talk about this movie or this, that, or this. I don't even know what they're talking about. I don't have anything to say. It's like, okay, well, let's talk about the weather. Oh, yeah. Because I don't have anything to say. I don't know what they're talking about. Nothing in common. But we ought to have things in common with each other. We're all saved. We ought to be walking in the light. Then we can talk, speak the things that are spiritual.
Yes.
Singing. In our hearts, well, I can't get it out of my mouth. It'll come out of your mouth if it's in your heart. Thank God for it anyway. Just keep thanking God. I know it's not easy. I know. I'm just simply telling you, I know it's not easy. That one right there is my biggest one. I don't even mind serving people. But boy, they break your heart. And you just, how can I be thankful for that? Lord, I know what's going to happen to them. And you feel like such a failure when you can't get them to the place where they need to be or they just won't. And boy, it breaks your heart and it's hard to be thankful for that. But we must keep serving, keep thanking. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father,